It's a genre within genres, the protest song. It came of age in the 1960s. But in 2007, it seems that mainstream politically charged songs are a lot more rare. So we wanted to know, is there a shortage of things to sing about? Are artists more afraid of commercial retribution? Or are artists taking their politics underground? Here to talk about political music are Chris Macias, a music writer for the Sacramento Bee. He wrote an article titled The Subtle Songs of Protest. Also here with us is Serge Tankian, lead vocalist of the alternative rock band System of a Down. Serge also has a new solo album out called Elect the Dead. Gentlemen, thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.
Chris, if I could start with you, do you think that there has been a change in the willingness of artists to write about their politics? Are people afraid?
Well, I think that there's definitely plenty of message music out there, but I think the difference that you're seeing these days is that a lot of the sentiments are toned down just a little bit, that, you know, you might be humming a song like Norah Jones' My Dear Country and not realize that this is, you know, message music involved.
'Cause we believed in our candidate, but even more it's the one we hate and needed some.
You know, artists don't really want to divide their audience into red and blue states. You know, their goal is to really go out there and find the largest possible audience. And to get a very message-oriented song out there, you know, can be a little tricky. I talked to a member of the group Linkin Park, is a, you know, hugely successful rock band, and they had a message-oriented song on their last album called Hands Held High. And he was saying that they really discussed this within the band, you know, how far inland we want to go out there. You know, we don't think of ourselves as a political band, but it's also something that they wanted to share with their audience.
In my living room watching, but I am not laughing, because when it gets tense, I know what might happen. The world is cold, the bold men take action, have to react to get blown into fractions.
This isn't a song that's going to get service to radio. It's not something that you're going to see in a video form. They tend to be songs that are maybe buried a little bit more in the album. So... You know, it's a little bit of a balancing act that I think is going on, at least as far as mainstream music goes.
At times like this, you pray, but a bomb blew the mosque up yesterday.
Serge, let's get to you. Subtlety is not a word that we generally associate with your music. I'm thinking of your hit BYOB that you recorded with System of a Down. If you don't mind, I'd love to play a little bit of that.
Sure.
For people who aren't familiar with the lyric, is, you know, why do we always send the poor to fight our wars? Do you consider yourself a political artist?
I consider myself an artist. An artist should have the capability to present things on a personal level, on a political level, on art for the sake of art, humor. To me, poetry and art are things that should be reflected through artists. They should be the speech of our times. You know, they should talk of our times. I always say that if Dylan wasn't living in the 60s, I doubt he'd be writing the type of lyrics that he was writing. You know, the poetry should reflect the times.
Have you, either as an individual artist or working with the band, have you ever felt a need to think about the commercial ramifications of a song that you may want to write or to perform?
Not really. You know, I don't really hold anything back. I understand why a lot of artists do. I've had a lot of the backlash post 9/11. I wrote an article called Understanding Oil, and a lot of people took it the wrong way because it was critical of the government.
You know, I'm sorry, you say backlash, tell me what you mean.
Well, a lot of program directors were dropping our song. At the time, it was Chop Suey, funny enough, but that was a political song as well. So they were dropping our single, and I was being harassed by a lot of program directors on air, death threats on our website. It was a huge backlash commercially as well as personally. And I mean, I see a lot of artists speaking out more so today than they have before, and of course that's encouraging, but let's also realize that public opinion has shifted. It's always easy to speak against something when the people agree with you.
If I could play a little bit of Chop Suey, I'd like to, so people know what we're talking about. Here we go.
Absolutely.
Wake up! Wake up! Grab rice and put a little makeup! Have to set the pain away to shake up! Why'd you leave the kingdom on the table? Here you go, create another table! You wanted to! Grab rice and put a little makeup! You wanted to!
Chris, I'm curious though what role the market plays in this. And I understand, because Serge made the point of some of it has to do with where is public opinion and are people receptive to what it is you're saying. I'm also curious about what role the market plays. On the one hand, during the 60s, there were more independent radio stations. On the other hand, you could say that today, people, artists have other ways to get their music out, mm-hmm. you know, through the internet
I think that's
iTunes and through YouTube.
I totally agree with that. I also think that, you know, commercial radio is a huge factor. And, you know, the playlists are very, very small. So, you know, a lot of times you are seeing some of these safer songs get out there. I mean, if you look at the top 10 right now, you see songs like, you know, Party Like a Rock Star or, you know, Summer Love by Justin Timberlake. You know, if you look at the pop charts, you think that everything is fine and dandy. But dig below the surface and whatnot, and, you know, you are seeing a lot of messages still getting out there.
Serge, wanted to ask you that you are politically active in a number of ways. Some of it's you express yourself through your music. As you've mentioned, you write things, you post them on your site. I wondered if anybody ever says to you, forgive me, I don't mean this to be offensive, but look, you're just a musician. You're just a musician. Who right. the heck are you to tell me what to think?
Oh, definitely. I've gotten that a lot. And I always say I'm just another citizen, you know. I think artists shouldn't be the only ones speaking. I think plumbers should be speaking, electricians should be speaking, and school teachers should be speaking. And I think everyone should be speaking their minds. And our privilege as artists is we might have a larger reception. And, you know, it's something, foreign policy for me is something that's turned into a hobby ever since music became my work.
You are Armenian-American. Yeah, I think your parents were born in Lebanon, correct?
Mm. Yes.
Do you feel a responsibility or are you called to, moved to write about issues on the international scene as well?
I don't consider it a responsibility. I've been asked that question a lot, and it's more of like what I think every artist should do or every person should do whatever's in their heart. And whatever is their vision. And for me, I've never considered talking about, you know, foreign policy or injustice a responsibility. It's just something that I do. It's in my heart, so I say it.
And I do want to point out that in your individual work, you are maintaining the same course, being very clear about where you're coming from on some of these issues. I do want to play something from your latest work, Elect the Dead, The Unthinking Majority.
Controlling tools of your system, making life more tolerable, making life more tolerable.
You're kind of dogging your audience here, man. You're like, I mean, I'm sitting here, I'm like riding, I'm in my car, I'm playing the CD, I'm like, da, 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 you know, I got my head going, I'm thinking, wait a minute, he's dogging me.
I'm part of the majority as well.
Okay.
You know, I'm dogging myself as well, you know, I mean, that song is absolutely non-subtle in every way. You know, it's very direct.
Yeah.
It talks about a failed democracy. It talks about democracy being hijacked by elitists and a sleeping majority that has not seen the consequences until it's too late. And it's kind of reminiscent of our society.
Do you ever worry that you're coming across as preachy? I mean, the whole point of your music is to say, you know, think for yourself, stand up to authority, be your own citizen, right? Take responsibility. And yet you're kind of being very in your face, finger pointy. I mean, some of it's just, it's a metal, you know, it's metal, it's hard. But do you know what I mean? Do you ever wonder,
yeah,
it's you're fiery mad, not fiery glad?
No, I'm actually a really happy person. I'm fiery glad. And, you know, that song is pretty straightforward. There's a lot of songs that are about personal experience and art and humor, so it's a balance of all things. That one's the most blatant one politically. And even there, it's got humor in the verses. If you listen to it, it's kind of making fun of ourselves along the process as human beings.
Chris, you argue that many artists these days, it's not that they're shying away from political messages, it's that they're expressing them perhaps a little bit more subtly than Serge is willing to do or finds it necessary to do. And one, I think, song you point to is John Legend's Coming Home, and I'd love to play a little bit of that.
We fight to stay alive, but somebody's gotta die. It's so strange to me, a new year, a new enemy, another soldier gone to war, another story told.
now it's told again. It seems the wars will never end.
It's lovely. It's a lovely song, very easy to listen to. Do you think that an artist like John Legend would see himself as being brave, putting a song like this out? Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, perhaps, but I would probably expect that you will be hearing more things like this from them coming in
because,
the future.
Because
they've already generated such a buzz with these songs already. You know, he's shown he can write other songs besides, you know, relationships and love and whatnot, that, you know, he is able to sort of stretch his subject matter. And I would think that most artists wouldn't want to be pigeonholed as any one thing, that, you know, to try and write about the most diverse amount of subjects possible. So I'd expect that that would continue.
Chris Macias is a music writer for the Sacramento Bee. He joined us from Capital Public Radio. Serge Tankian is the frontman for the alternative rock group System of a Down. His new solo album is titled Elect the Dead. He joined us from our New York bureau. Thank you to you both.
Thanks,
Thank you very much.
Coming home.
I'm coming.